Yes.
Hi, loves. This is David. This is Hummingbird by Love, the extended.
Who else could it be?
It's Sir David. He's
Love
he's
forever changes.
He's so frustrated that we don't play music. He's just playing his own. He's like hijacking us with music.
He's calling in to play
like
some music.
I like to be
music.
Remembered. I bomb and remembered. I forget his name. He's in,
yeah,
he's in a catalog of curiosities. A long time ago, 1995.
David?
He always had a smile to look up at Bromlin, even though he was taking a myriad of medications for AIDS.
David?
I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
You mean you're thinking David P.O., I think. David?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And here, David, here is a Christmas song for you, okay? Thank you for calling. This is our first Christmas song.
Okay,
do you include
this
David's song in Soundscan?
This is Ixamalu.
Bye.
I love you,
bye.
I love you, David. Just slip a sabius. To bath for convert. I do dear sass. Began the kimchi to him. I here I if you check. My stocking with the soups and your nun. With some mustache, you believe me, the home of and please, down. The first Christmas song of this season goes out to listener David. That was Ixamalu. And the song is Santa Baby.
That, if that doesn't say Christmas, I don't know what does.
Exactly, right? That's Ixamalu from their new CD, Auto Cider. Mm-hmm. And that's what that was.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was beautiful, like just like Christmases of old.
Yep.
Gathered round.
Made you all nostalgic, didn't
yep.
it? Yeah.
With a robot. It was like
Christmas with a robot.
Yeah.
It's like that's for our core demographic. You know how the Dead Collection robots always call us on this show?
No. It reminded me of that the scene in Alien when the robot's gone crazy and it's spitting out milk. The robot's gone crazy and it's spitting out milk everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was like if Eartha Kitt was singing a song and doing that at the same time.
Spitting out milk?
That's what that song reminded me of.
Milk and cookies.
Christmas.
Santa. See?
I just want to say the last story, which I will only say in summary. The FBI sent an informant to infiltrate a mosque, and he was encouraging people to commit jihad, and the people in the mosque got so freaked out, they reported him to the FBI.
Because the FBI doesn't entrap anybody ever.
And then they said, oh, yeah, we'll look into that.
That's good.
And then asked him to leave.
How did anybody find out about that? That he was an FBI informant?
Because once he got cut loose, he like started going public about all the awful stuff they were telling him to do.
Oh,
he was really bitter.
Oh, I didn't
that
realize
they had,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
huh,
he was
that
really,
they weren't paying him anymore.
Now they're like, oh, we never told you to do that.
We have to remind people.
Yes.
Next week, coming up next week, next Tuesday night on 7 p.m. on Thunk Tank. We're gonna have a special guest, Stephen Blush, the author and filmmaker of American Hardcore. Is going to be live with us in the studio. And I bet we play a lot of music.
I'll take that bet.
Okay, because we're going to play hardcore music, right? Because he's going to talk about hardcore.
Uh-huh.
He's going to bring in some things, I think.
What kind of things?
things that don't have curse words in them.
Hardcore things?
Yeah, the three hardcore songs that do not have curse words. He's going to bring those and we're going to play them over and over again.
If the curse words are totally unintelligible, shouldn't he be able to play that? I mean, who would know?
Well, yeah, if
there should be an FCC caveat for that.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Stephen Blush next week. And he also is going to be appearing at the Strand 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 15th. So we'll talk about that with him when he's here on Tuesday the 14th, which is next week on Thunk Tank. This has been... You know what I want to do now?
Mm.
That.
No. Killer.
This has been Thunk Tank on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. I'm Bronwyn C. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. to help Ken lift off.
Yeah.
I'm like his fluffer.
Jeez.
Jay won't be here, though.
I will not.
Jay's not good at fluffing, so he'll be back next week.
I'm not
week,
generally
right?
fluffy.
No, you're not a fluffy guy. All right, so that was it. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless. Stay tuned as the old codger fills in for Mac on the antique phonograph music
radio program.
An hour of a program.
We'll get that right one week.
No. Why should we?
Because we get mad when people call us the Thunk Tank.
No, I think it's funny when people call us the Thunk Tank, because it's not. Why just stick a the in? You know, I mean, that's ridiculous.
It needs no article.
Okay. Thank you.
crossing was so slow. I mashed down on my starter, but my engine wouldn't go. And when the cop began to bawl, there was nothing I could say, but that the traffic was terrific that day. Boy, the traffic was terrific, and was I in a jam? I tried to be specific, but the cop just hollered scram. He handed me a ticket and sent me on my way. Well, boy, the traffic sure was terrific that day. Now, what I said before, that big fat judge, nobody would go my bail, not a soul. And when he saw that I had done gone and broke the law, he sent me right on off to the city jail. Now, when they put me in jail, I didn't expect to stay. And if I don't soon get out of here, I'll have the devil to pay. But the way things look now, I ain't going to get out of school sometime next May, because the traffic sure was terrific that day. Yada.
Good evening. I forget sometimes how to use the equipment here. They don't let me come in very often to do radio anymore. So this is Courtney D. Edison, the old codger, filling in tonight on WFMU for Mac, his antique photograph music program. I'm the only one qualified on the staff to fill in for Mac. So I am his understudy, you might say, although he studied under me, you should know, where he learned about Victrolas and Edison cylinders from me, Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. So, well, we played some music for you. That was Claude Hopkins and The Traffic Was Terrific. We opened up the program with Eddie Lang on the guitar and Joe Venuti on the violin with Kicking the Cat. Well, it's been a while since I've been on the radio. It's the first time, in fact, I've been on the radio since November, when they had the election. And I want to speak my piece about the recent election. I have not had a chance yet to tell you what I think. I was very disappointed in the results. I think the outcome is very bad for the country. And we are a nation in decline. And there's a number of reasons why. First and foremost, Calvin Coolidge was not on the ticket. Why would anyone want to vote? If you can't pull the lever for Cool Cal, if you don't have that option, we might as well be living under a dictatorship. And then secondly, I submitted a constitutional amendment to my congressman, Rummy Delbarton. Rummy represents my district. My district is in East Orange. It's a half acre. It consists entirely of my house and my backyard. Yes, I am my own congressional district. I have my own ambassador to Congress, Rummy. Maybe you think I'm delusional. If so, the fact that you consider me delusional is psychological proof that you are delusional. If you can't see my truth, you're blind and you're out of your mind. I have a commitment to the truth and a higher commitment to the real truth. This doesn't prevent me from occasionally resorting to a convenient face-saving lie. But not when the nation's future is at stake. And when I say future, I don't mean the children. Who cares about the children? When I speak about the nation's future, I am referring to my future. And when I say the American people, I mean me. And on that rare occasion when I do refer to the children, I mean everybody else, you. Because compared to me, you're all a bunch of toddlers. So go fend for yourself. Go get your own congressman. Anyway, I had my proposed constitutional amendment intended to be voted on by the nation's children. And it was to make Surface Noise, the national anthem. But my proposed amendment was ignored. When you voted, did you see it anywhere? No. I suspect fraud. I'm filing a complaint. I have been disenfranchised, deprived of my civil rights. Have you seen my civil rights? They were right here a couple of minutes ago. Boy, I'm tired of this monkey business. Bring back Calvin Coolidge. He's the man who took more naps in the White House than any other president. That's my kind of guy. And he was good for the arts. Almost the entire recorded output of Bix Beiderbecke took place during the Coolidge administration. No coincidence there, no. And when Coolidge left office, Bix's talent declined, and 2 years later he was dead. Well, there's my... I just had to get that out of my system. It was about the recent election. Yes, the nation's in a sad state. Wasn't always this way, though. I remember back in 1952. Well, I have two collector's items. Sophie Tucker ran for president in 1952. I have two collector's items. One of them, I have a little button. It says, "I'm a sucker for Tucker." Remember that slogan? Yes, 1952. And yeah, I also have a rare recording of Sophie Tucker's presidential campaign song. I'm going to play it right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a gal who never wanted to mix into politics, but my country needs me now, 'cause it's in one awful fix. You men have been running the USA for years, you've had full sway. I think it's a crime and just about time that we women had our way. You men have ignored the women, you've always been unfair. What we need is a woman now in the presidential chair. I ran for president 4 years ago, but Mr. Truman got in. Like William Jennings Bryan, I keep on trying, and this time I'm going to win. My presidential boom is going to be big and strong. And from now on, you'll hear this campaign song. Sophie Tucker for president, your candidate for 1952. On the day that I'm elected, all you gals have been neglected will be furnished with a lover tried and true. You just vote for Sophie Tucker for president, and I guarantee a better deal for you. You women who have husbands who just go to bed and snore, I'll pass a law, I'll make them be as amorous as of yore. Like Dr. Pepper, they'll be good at 10 and at 2 and at 4. You vote for Sophie Tucker for president, your candidate for 1952. And here is my platform. When I'm elected, I will see to it that we women get our rights. We'll not only have better days, but more enjoyable nights. We've been getting the old 1-2 from all of you politicians, when what we want is greater affection and better loving conditions. We now have government controls on all kinds of merchandise. When I get in, we're going to begin to put controls on all you guys. We'll put a control on every old wolf who's cheating on his spouse, and we'll freeze what he's got to cheat with before he leaves the house. And when it comes to the forgotten man, I'll go one better than Mr. Truman. I'll put every forgotten man with some forgotten woman. And if they need information on that popular indoor sport, instead of the congressional record, I'll send them the Kinsey Report. For the betterment of our widows, you can't beat the Tucker plan. In every closet, a new mink coat and every boudoir man. You may get a widow's pension now, maybe all right. But what good is a pension on a cold and rainy night? What you women need is a guy like Clark Gable to call on you every night at nine with a big, long, kosher salami and a bottle of Manischewitz wine. He'll take care of your welfare and a manner you'll adore. And you can call up your psychiatrist and tell him you don't need him anymore. That's why I say we've got to have a woman in the White House. Women are doing everything today. We have women doctors.
Hooray for the women doctors!
We have women lawyers!
Hooray for the women lawyers!
We have women plumbers!
Hooray for the women plumbers!
In fact, there's very little difference between a man and a woman!
Hooray for that little difference!
Stop your heckling, please. Here is the most important issue. When it comes to the policy of foreign affairs, may I modestly say, I've had a couple of foreign affairs and I handled them okay. I'll take care of those Russian diplomats who do nothing but stall or disagree. Because when I get through with those guys, they'll have no strength to veto me. There's a big difference between war and peace. One fact you can't ignore. No man yet has ever said, I've just had a darn good war. So vote for Sophie Tucker for president.
Thank you. last evening. You came home very late.
Oh, boy, I sure was busy. I had a heavy date.
What, again?
Yes, you know, I got a brand new sweetie.
Well, with you, that's nothing new. But you don't look right.
Oh, what a night.
Tell me, what did you do?
Well, we took a little walk.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little talk.
Yeah.
And then, I forget.
Oh,
I kissed her where she stood.
Hey, you promised to be good.
But then, I forget.
Just like you.
Oh, let me see now, did I?
Well, I wonder if you did. I really hope you didn't.
Well, perhaps I should have did. 'Cause the moon was shining bright.
Yeah, it must have been a lovely night.
And then, oh Lord, I forget.
Each day I swear, you know, I'll never borrow dough. And then I forget.
And when I borrowed Jack,
yeah,
I mean to pay it back.
But then again I forget.
My memory is perfect, and yours can be that way.
Yes, just follow Lincoln's teaching, and you will be okay.
No doubt you all have read those famous words he said.
What's that?
Said he?
What?
Oh, gee, I forget.
You were a perfect scholar in the days we went to school.
Say, I never missed a lesson. I was just a spelling fool.
Yep, you answered any question, and they tried to stick you so.
But no matter what, right on the spot, I'd answer yes or no.
Ah, very clever.
I've got the sweetest wife I love with all my life. And then I forget.
I call her on the phone, say, dear, I'm coming home.
And then again I forget.
I say, I've been with a sick friend. Wifey says, you're lit. Oh, wifey, that's my story, and I will stick to it. She gets mad and calls me pup, but soon we're making up.
And then I forget. I studied for the stage. I thought I'd be the rage. And then I forget.
I thought that I'd begin reciting Gunga Din.
And then again I forget.
My father was a plumber.
Yeah.
He really had a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a lady.
I suppose that makes you an elk.
We promised not to sing this silly little thing, but then we forgot to
crazy for 'em when there's mist around, dew upon the ground. I like blue sunny weather, and I don't like too sunny weather, 'cause with my sweetie mine, I can't enjoy my time. All we do is go out walking when the sun is bright and gay. But oh, what do we do on a doo-doo-dooey day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do? You guess what we do on a doo-doo-dooey day. Do we love? Do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy? I'll say, when the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away. Oh, what do we do? Yes, what we do on a doo-doo-dooey day. Rain may go pitter-patter, but I say, like Irving Berlin, what does it matter when I'm satisfied by a fireside? Some sweet someone is near me, one who knows how to cheer me. Never think of showers, but just the happy hours. Oh, what do? You don't know what we do on a doo-doo-dooey day. Oh, what do we do? What don't we do on a doo-doo-dooey day? But when Ma and her Pa both say, let's not go out tonight, we won't go out tonight. Oh boy, I just turned gray. Cause my baby sits on one chair, on the other I must stay. Then what do we do? There's not much to do on a doo-doo-dooey day. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo on a doo-doo-dooey day.
Well, that was Vaughn Delete from the late 1920s and What Do We Do on a Doo-Doo-Dooey Day. And the OK Cut-Ups before that is Jerry Mason and Small. And then I Forget. That was the name of the song. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with their beautiful arrangement of the Big Spider Beck composition In a Mist. And Sophie Tucker. Sophie, I miss you. Sophie, I miss you. I know you're waiting for me, but you know, Sophie, you're going to have to wait a lot longer. I'm in no hurry to get where you are. Well, that's Sophie Tucker with the campaign theme song from 1952. This is the old codger. I've fitted in today for Mac. With his permission, he's off doing something. He's on a road trip to find more 78 to bring to you. So he trusts me with 1 hour of great music and being a raconteur. He likes the way I deliver messages, find my opinions to the audience. Because, well, you know what kind of guy I am. I'm a proud fella. You can probably imagine I have a very big one. Yes, I do. It's huge. You should see it. You'd be awestruck by the size of mine. You should come on over sometime. I'll show it to you. It's large beyond belief. I mean, we should compare. Mine is bigger than yours. I bet mine, when I show it to you, it's one of the largest you've ever seen. Of course, I refer to my record collection. 78 RPM records only. That's some cylinders in there, too. So, you know, I'm always worried about that collection. They're valuable, those records. So I tried to get insurance for my collection. So I heard about this company run by a small reptile, gecko or something, saw them on TV. I called them up, and I called an agent, and he came to my bunker in East Orange on Springdale Avenue and to sell me an insurance policy for my 78 RPM record collection. Well, he comes into the house, and first of all, he was very rude. Very rude. He asked me not to smoke cigars in my own house. Said he was bothered by the smoke. Well, who cares? I smoke only the finest. I smoke Rancho Malario. It's a double Corona Rancho Malario. It's made from the finest tobacco, aged newsprint, shredded pulp nobbles, and hemp derivatives. It's got a full body and a very complex flavor. It's been known to induce delusions of grandeur, and which was redundant in my case. Anyway, it's also an excellent way to disperse useless buffoons, like insurance agents. Anyway, so I took them in. They're everywhere. They're all over my house. They're in the basement, in the attic, in the kitchen, under the sink. They're everywhere. I've got so many. I showed him my several 100,000 78s. There's all kinds. I said, here, these are rarities. Here, some one-of-a-kinds. Test pressings. Alternate takes. Promotional discs. Some of those highly sought hit-of-the-week records from the 1930s. All of them in pristine condition, because I know how to preserve these priceless relics. I told this gecko man that I estimated my collection to be worth $20 million. That's what I told him. So he takes out his inner pocket calculator, and he says, punching up some numbers there. He's looking around, and he says that all of my 78 RPM records could be insured for about no more than the value of $600. He didn't see that they had any value above that figure. I told him I had one rare Sophie Tucker picture disc 78. It was the last of the Red Hot Mamas. I said it was worth 10 times the crappy hybrid car he had parked out in my driveway. And I showed him a 1926 ukulele Ike test pressing for the song I'm a Bear in the Ladies' Boudoir. It was an unissued take in which ukulele Ike hit a bum note and he stopped playing and he muttered something that sounded vaguely like French. That was a rejected side. And there was only one in the whole world. And I had it in my hands. He scoffed. Well, this required some drastic action on my part. So I blew some smoke in his face. And he scampered off in this stupid little hybrid car. And that was the last I saw of him. So I don't yet have an insurance policy for my records. So if you do come to visit to see how big mine is, you're going to have to be real careful. Well, I'm going to play some more of those 78s of mine. Brought them down here to the shopping cart. I push it all the way from East Orange on Route 280. Very cold out there. So let's hear some more of my valuable $20 million valuable 78 RPM record collection. The old codger here at WFMU.
He's here. their song is what I learned on the street. This here song. You want to make me cry. I learned this one on the street. God only knows how many words there are. This one's in the key of E, so we play an A. All right, let me get this here.
Mr. Lindbergh made parry, but I made God's own heaven, you see. And there ain't no land like Dixie, Dixie, la 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 to me.
Hot do, hot do.
Can rock. of my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, toot it, Brother Armstrong. Mama's here to get you told. You got that old Connie, baby, under your control. Just like I got my sweet jelly roll. Toot it, Brother Armstrong. You can rock my soul. Rock, church, rock. Oh, toot it, Brother Armstrong. You can rock my soul. Rock, church, rock. Oh, you can toot it, Brother Armstrong. Mama's right here to get you told. Now when you're feeling blue and all out of control, I want all you sisters to take it down and let Brother Armstrong rock your soul. Toot it, Brother Armstrong, you can rock my soul. Amen.
That was a beautiful number from Coot Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson. That is called Toot It, Brother Armstrong, from, of course, Louis Armstrong. Benny Goodman before that, in small ensemble, did Ballad in Blue. A Sonia Meroff with There Ain't No Land Like Dixieland to Me. And we heard one of those rare recordings from my collection. I'm telling you, my collection of 78. $20 million. It doesn't mean I'll sell it to you for that price. You can have it for 5 times that amount, because I treasure it, and I keep it in better condition than you ever will. That very rare recording, only one in existence. Nearsighted J. Palmer and Houston Von Bieber. And a song called Do You Really Want to Make Me Cry. There's only one of those, and I'm holding it right here. Cradling it. I don't want to drop it. Ooh. And we heard from the Brock Sisters and a song called Who. Well, you know, I came down here pushing my shopping cart for the 78s on Route 280. It's very cold out there. I'm already sick of winter. It's barely started and I'm sick of it already. I think we need, here in the northern regions, we need to shorten winter. So I've got an idea. I don't know about you, but I've decided I'm going to skip February. That's right, after January 31st, I'm ripping 2 pages off the calendar. I'm going straight from January to March. February, it's a useless, forgettable, disposable month. It's too short. You oversleep, it's March. It's Black History Month. That means nothing to me. The groundhog supposed to appear that month. Well, I tell you, when I see groundhogs in my yard, I reach for my squirrel rifle, and I fire up the barbecue. Anyway, my aim is much sharper in March. And I know in February they have something called President's Day. Phooey, I don't have any 78s by any presidents. I mean, Sophie Tucker wasn't elected. And no one has ever sent me a President's Day card. So fooey on that holiday. Now, Sophie Tucker's birthday is in January. So I'm done with celebrating for a while. And then, also in February, Louis Jordan died in February. So that's nothing to dwell on, so it's just one more reason to skip that useless month. And if we skip it, you'll never miss it. Of course, that also means no Valentine's Day. That's too bad for you. I'm not much of a romantic. Surprise, surprise. At least not since Sophie Tucker passed away. Although, I must confess, I do love younger women. Yeah, 45, 50. But I ain't messing around with no 40-year-old jailbait. Well, I'm running out of time here. Not in the existential sense, but in terms of how much time I have to present this great 78 RPM music to you on WFMU. The old codger, Courtney T. Edison, I'm filling in for Mac on the phonograph hour, the antique music phonograph hour. So, here's a couple of more songs, 78s, many of them very rare, and wonderful music.
Like a willow tree, ain't had a wink of sleeping. Where is your sympathy? All is black round my shack since you said goodbye to me. Meanest, sweetie, daddy mine, I recall a time your mama best of all. Now maybe I shouldn't bring it up, but you really made me fall, you chocolate baby doll. And now I'm sighing, crying, oh, I'd like to know what made you go. If you've got someone calling you hon, I'm gonna go and get myself a great big Gatling gun. And I'm gonna shoot you dead, dead, dead. I'm gonna send a lot of bullets through your head. And if they send 70 detectives after me, all they're gonna hear is bad old news, 'cause they won't give a hoot after they've heard the reason why I was compelled for to shoot. Oh me, oh my, your mama's got those can't refuse shooting blues. I'm singing the blues because I just can't be gay since you've gone. I drank a whole ocean of gin, ooh, what a sin, but couldn't drown the sorrow by drinking that bad old gin. Ain't nobody can do anything that'll bring peace of mind. You're the onlyest man I know that can love a gal and leave your the hit and run kind. Lordy daddy, but it gets my nerves every time I hear myself moan. And if I got everything, I mean loving, I really deserve, I wouldn't be here alone. Oh, pretty papa, heed my pleading, 'cause you know what I need. Don't leave me all alone. Singing the blues till my daddy comes
home. Gentlemen, many other pointers we will mention. Thank you for your very kind attention. I have writ this little book about mistakes I've saw. Take them down and don't forget that what I say is law.
Always leave your spoon up in your coffee, starting with your soup or sound your ring. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife. Tuck the napkin in so it will stay. Always put both elbows on the table. Many other pointers we could mention. Always gesture with your fork. Friday means it's fish or pork. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you. spaghetti up in pieces. Eat it like a chicken eating worms. When you're eating cake, be sure you eat the frosting first. Watch out for bacteria and germs. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could mention.
Grab your cloth so it won't drop.
Always finish when you stop. Thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Hello, little folks. Do you know who I am? You've heard of me often. Some say I'm a sham. But most of you know that cannot be true. For every Christmas you've seen what I do. And now, you not only know just what I do, but you'll hear my old voice as I'm speaking to you. Who is it, you say? Hush. Load all the doors and I'll tell you a secret. I'm old Santa Claus. Perhaps you're curious to know why I hide in this phonograph. For I'm right here inside. I'll tell you, my dears, if you give me your word that you won't tell a soul about what you have heard. You've seen Santa's picture quite often, I'm sure, with his great big white whiskers half down to the floor, and his ruddy red cheeks, and his jolly old smile, and often you wish you could see him a while. But children, though I'd love to come out of this box, I'm really afraid to, because of the shocks that all of you'd get if you saw me come out. Why, you'd all run away with a terrible shout. My beautiful whiskers are black with the dirt, and the dust's in my eyes so that both of them hurt. And my lovely red robe with its trimming of white is as black as the black of a black winter's night. And it's all because I have to climb down the many long chimneys you have in this town. Before I can possibly come out and greet you, I must take a warm bath. And then perhaps I'll meet you. Don't think that I mind getting dirty like this, for it's something I'd really be sorry to miss. I have to go down all these sooty old places to bring gifts to the children and smiles to their faces. But before I get out and disappear soon, I'll give you a treat. It's a bit of a tune that I'll play on my chime that I've got with me here. So listen, dear children, to some real Christmas cheer. If I can ever get out of this box. There. My, that was a tight squeeze. Come on now, up, Prancer.
Hey! Good night. Good night. Good night.
Man, that's probably the only Christmas recording you're ever going to hear me play. Because that wasn't Santa Claus, that was the evil Santa Claus. Yes. Yes. Yes, well, yeah, just in case I don't do another program before the holidays, I just want to say, if you're a terrorist, don't expect a Christmas gift from me, the old codger. We heard from Marion Harris, singing the blues, Harry Reaser with the Etiquette Blues, and that was Harry E. Humphrey, and Santa Claus Hides in Your Phonograph. Well, this is Courtney T. Edison. I've been very proud to host 60 more minutes of my legacy here on WFMU, filling in for Mac, the Antique Phonograph Music Program Hour. He'll be back next week. I'll be back whenever they let me. Till next time, I just want to say, stay out of my yard, damn birds. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Stay tuned for Best Show Tom on WFMU.
On the air at WFMU, and then I asked you if I was on the air at WFMU.
Hi, Tom. This is Sasha from Oklahoma.
Caller Erica from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. This is Ramsey Greenblatt.
This is John Jones.
I hate that guy.
Mort Rimbley. Mitt Romney.
Who's that?
Well, then I would blink the cane, and I would slash you in the face.
I have literally been in 1,000 fights.
How much sports talk?
Come on.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Yeah. They have ring baloney at the Wawa Go.
I'm Julie.
This is Jerry and Boulder.
Hey, Tom. This is Jason Grove.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Todd Newbridge.
Todd Palin.
My name is Mustafa.
Larry
the
Pearl.
He was taking 63 different pills.
It's Matthew Tompkins.
This is radio.
Sounds like you're running your voice through some sort of modulator.
No, I'm not running through a modulator
hey, Tom,
either.
David from
hey, Tom. It's Officer Tom.
Stefani.
Thomas Ken Rogers.
Tom, it's Julie Klausner.
It's Julie Klausner.
My name is Dylan Milford. I'm the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Spike Fan Club.
Martin from Edison.
This is Paul F. Tompkins from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, Clark out here in New Jersey.
Clark?
Yeah.
Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Ready? I'm coming.
Who is?
You'll find out.
Make you eat the Bible.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
It's Kurt Gaistburn.
Gaistburn?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Ted.
Hey, Leo.
Hi, Tom, it's DJ Terry T.
I said it's Bill down in Millersville, Maryland.
Is Omar? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Maniac FOP.
I'm saying Colfin. Not Colfin.
Sociology, yeah. It's anthropology. We're all going to get degrees at the end.
We'll be right back.
you're not, and you know what, you never ever will be. If you feel like you're not good enough, then you're probably not, and you know what, you never ever will be. If your tongue gets tied, and you're sick inside, and your palms get wet, and you break out in a sweat, you're just too shy, but you can't make eyes, then you're not cut out, and you know what. If you feel like you should step up, but you stub your toe,
well, you know, well, you know, well, you know.
If you feel like you fouled it up, but you are